Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump traveled to Texas and Louisiana Saturday to survey the damage caused by Hurricane Laura. At least 16 people died in the storm. Paul Braun of member station WRKF reports from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
The president visited a distribution center for disaster relief supplies and surveyed storm damage in a residential area before giving public remarks at a roundtable discussion with state and local officials. The visit coincided with the 15th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. President Trump urged Louisianans to tap into that resiliency in rebuilding after Hurricane Laura.
So you came together and you rebuilt. America helped. And here we are today. And you're going to have this situation taken care of very, very quickly.
Hundreds of thousands of customers are without power and running water. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards estimated that it would be weeks before power and water could be restored. For NPR News, I'm Paul Braun in Baton Rouge.
The director of National Intelligence, John Radcliffe, has notified the House and Senate Intelligence Committees he will no longer provide in-person briefings on election security. President Trump said he's concerned about leaks. Radcliffe said he will continue to provide written reports. Congressional Democrats called the decision outrageous and said they need to know about foreign interference in the November election. In Kenosha, Wisconsin, thousands marched Saturday protesting the police shooting of Jacob Blake. A citizens group in the state has launched a petition to recall the state's Democratic governor and lieutenant governor. Marty Michelson of member station WUWM reports.
The group says it's launching the drive because of Governor Tony Evers' lack of response to the unrest in Kenosha. The police shooting of Jacob Blake last Sunday sparked several nights of protesting and burning of businesses. Evers initially rejected federal help to quell the unrest, but then accepted resources after two protesters were killed. The group has 60 days to gather nearly 700,000 signatures in order to put a recall election on the ballot. It's the second time in the past decade that a Wisconsin governor has faced a recall. Republican Governor Scott Walker was recalled in 2012, but won the election. For NPR News, I'm Marty Michelson in Milwaukee.
Swedish police patrolled the streets of Malmö Saturday after riots sparked by the burning of a Koran, apparently by a far-right Danish group. Terry Schultz reports.
Malmö police say more than 300 people gathered to protest after a video of far-right activists burning a Koran was posted online. The situation became a riot that lasted overnight, with some 15 people detained but later released. Three people were arrested on suspicion of inciting hatred after they were reportedly kicking a Koran between them in a downtown square.
Terry Schultz reporting. This is NPR News. In India, government forces fired tear gas and shotgun pellets at hundreds of Shiite Muslims taking part in a traditional religious procession in Indian-controlled Kashmir. According to witnesses, several people were injured. Police say the Muslims were violating prohibitions on religious processions and gatherings in an effort to stem the coronavirus pandemic. The UN Security Council unanimously approved a year-long extension for the UN peacekeeping force in Lebanon. But it also reduced the force's troop capacity and expanded its mandate to address Israeli concerns at the border. Nada Hamzi has more.
The renewed resolution will reduce UNIFIL's troop capacity to 13,000. This won't change much in practice. The UN interim force in Lebanon only keeps around 10,500 peacekeepers along the border, according to the Associated Press. The Security Council also made concessions to Israel and the United States over concerns about Hezbollah's activities at the border. It urged the Lebanese government to provide UNIFIL investigators full access to sites north of the border, such as tunnels. The extension of UNIFIL's mandate comes as tensions simmer between Israel and Hezbollah. The peacekeeping force is tasked with maintaining a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon following Israeli withdrawal from southern Lebanon in 2000. For NPR News, I'm Nada Homsi in Beirut.
Thousands of Israelis demonstrated outside the official residence of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem again Saturday. They're protesting his handling of the pandemic and his trial on corruption charges. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.